Joining me today is James Clegg and Nicola Stafford, who will be appearing as Jeeves and Wooster at the Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, from Wednesday the 19th to Saturday the 22nd of July. Gentlemen, welcome. It's great to see you both. How are you doing?
Very good, well, thank you.
So this play is described as 4 actors, 12 characters, much silliness, and a dog. It looks great fun. First of all, introduce yourselves. Tell us who you're playing in the production. Nicholas, you go first.
I'm Nicholas Stafford. I'm playing Bertie Wooster. The idea behind the play is Bertie is putting on his own play, which is where some of the madness comes from.
Okay, so James, tell us about yourself and what you're doing in the play.
Yeah, okay. So obviously my name's James Clegg, and in the play I am playing Bertie Wooster's valet, Jeeves, mainly, but I'm also playing a number of other characters as well. So I also play the main antagonist of Roderick Spode, who is portrayed as a bit of a neo-Nazi. And I also play Bertie's best friend, Gussie Finknottle.
Oh, great names, hey?
Yes, absolutely. And I also provide the sound effects for the dog.
Right, okay, I'm going to ask you about the dog. Okay, so there's 4 actors, but 12 characters, including the dog, or is the dog extra?
The dog's extra, I think.
Okay, all right. So, James, how many characters are you actually playing?
So I am playing Jeeves. Mm-hmm. I am playing Roderick Spode. I'm playing Gussie Finknottle, and I think that's it, isn't it, Nick? I've actually had a bit of a brain freeze.
I think you've just got those, but that's enough to be getting on with, James.
So, Nick, how many are you playing then, Nick?
See, I'm really lucky because I'm sort of the narrator and the and ultimately the person who's putting on the play. So I just get to sort of bumble along as Bertie Wooster, whilst all of these other people are having to jump into different costumes and put on different wigs and things like that. And I just sort of have to breeze on through and make sure that the audience get an idea of what's going on in the show.
So who are the other 2 actors?
So we've got Nick Smith, and Nick is playing... I haven't counted them, but Nick is playing a lot of characters. He's very gifted vocally, and he's also playing all of our female protagonists as well. So he gets a lot of fun out of that. And then we also have another actor called James McCauley, who is playing a few other characters, but is mostly our Foley and sound effects man. So he's doing a lot of all of the sound effects are done at the side of the stage. So there's no speakers or anything else like that. All of the sound effects are done by us. All of the music is done by us. And it's great fun.
So there isn't actually a dog, but James, you're the voice of the dog.
Yeah, well, there is actually a dog on a lead.
A real dog?
Not a real dog, no.
Okay, no, okay.
It's essentially the same sort of toy dog that has appeared in many, many TTC productions over the years and keeps on appearing. So it's actually something I don't think it's originally in the original script. It's something that Helen, our director, has written in, as in she's written in the extra character, which is James McCauley. So it's originally for 3 actors, but she's made it 4 actors and swaps around a lot of the characters between the other actors. And yeah, she's made it a lot more difficult than it actually should be, but it's good fun.
So this sounds really challenging, not least that you've got to get your head around the different parts you're going to be playing. But I imagine it's challenging from the point of view of, you know, getting the right costume on at the right time, appearing on stage from the right direction at the right time. What are the main challenges of this particular play, James?
Well, yeah, there's that. But the other main challenge is that we're doing a lot of the scene changes. Not only do we have to remember the characters, which costume we're going into, but we're also in charge of changing the set around. It's a very, very minimalist set. So we've just got basic sort of drawings which represent relevant locations. But we're having to do all that. We're moving the set around, like chairs and bringing on props. And it's that's the main challenge for myself.
So, Nick, what's worrying you most about doing this?
Oh, I'm not worried at all about it. I think it's, apart from it is that it's quite a line heavy production, particularly from Bertie's point of view. But basically, to give you an idea of the central conceit, obviously, Bertie's putting on a play himself and Jeeves, his valet, is helping him to put on that play, which is one of the reasons why we do all of the scene changes and everything else like that ourselves. And it's a comedy, really. It's clowning to a great extent. So, you know, if costumes fall off, then they fall off. You know, that's the beautiful thing about it. A lot of it is very tightly scripted, but basically we have freedom to play within the play. So there's lots of influences of the play that goes wrong and things like that, and generally fast. So it's really good fun show to do.
So do you think it's going to be different each night, or each performance is going to be different?
I hope it will be different in terms of the reaction to the audience. I mean, we've worked very hard to make sure that everybody gets the same experience, but it's always really good fun. If one of Nick's many various skirts falls down or something like that, then we'll always give him a hand to pick it up and make a bit of a joke out of it.
Sounds great. Yeah. Fun. This is the Trinity Theatre Club production, right? Have you both been members of the club for a long time? Is this a new venture for you?
I've been a member since 2016.
Yeah, you're well experienced then, James.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I've been acting since I was around 11, so no. I've been acting for quite a number of years with many different companies where I've lived. Yeah. Trinity Theatre Club is probably one of the better ones that I've been involved with, because they put on very, very almost professional productions.
Well, you have such a fabulous venue, don't you? The theatre is wonderful.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
What about you, Nick?
So this is my second production for Trinity Theatre Club. So I used to be an actor, and then after COVID hit, I hung up my boots, so to speak, and started with Lady Killers last year with Trinity and really enjoyed myself. So I'm back for a bit more.
Well, that got great reviews, didn't it, Lady Killers? It did very well.
Yes. Yeah. We're also awarded the best drama from NODA, which is the National Operatic and Dramatic Association.
That's excellent. Yeah. Congratulations. Well done. So Jeeves and Worcester is about to happen. What's next after Jeeves and Worcester? Do you have something else in the pipeline?
Well, the next production for TTC will be Macbeth, which will be in October. Yes. I'm not being involved in.
Are you involved with it, Nick?
I'm not actually. I've decided that on this one, I'd quite like my evenings and weekends back for a couple of months, and then maybe go on to the next one after Macbeth.
Yeah. It's a big commitment, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think we should mention Helen and the team behind TTC, and also the costume ladies and everything else like that. As James said, they get these productions to as close to professional as I've seen, and they do a fantastic job. So we actually, as actors, we're relatively light touch when it comes to time commitment. It's everybody behind the scenes who does all the work, really, and we take the claps at the end.
Yes, I mean, James, how long has it taken to get this from the idea, or the deciding you're going to go and put this production on? How long does it take to get it from that point to actually doing the show itself?
Well, I think they decided to do this probably back in November, and probably been worked on since the beginning of the year, alongside the other production that was happening at the time, which happened at the end of February.
What was that?
So that was Witness for the Prosecution.
Oh, I saw that. It was excellent.
Oh, did you?
It was absolutely excellent. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was brilliant. You're right. As near to professional as you can get. I was very well impressed. The scenery, the everything, just very, very good. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm hoping to be there to see you both as Jeeves and Worcester. Looking forward to it. So for tickets, Trinity Theatre box office would be the place to go to, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes. Or you can get a link to it from the Trinity Theatre Club website.
Okay, brilliant. Well, chaps, we're out of time, sadly. I'm looking forward to seeing you both. I can't say good luck. I'm not allowed to say good luck, am I? We're saying break a leg. But I do hope it goes well. I'm sure it will.
Thank you very much. We hope it goes well too.
I'm sure it will. So well done to all involved. I hope you have a spectacular time. I'm sure you'll have a great time. So for now, James Cleck and Nicholas Stafford, Jeeves and Worcester, thanks for chatting to us today.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.